It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers host the El Paso Chihuahuas. It's game four of a six-game series. Rainiers won the first two games of this series, and then El Paso took game three last night by a score of 7-5. So Rainiers leading the series 2-1. On the mound tonight for Tacoma, right-hander Jose Rodriguez. Rodriguez making his third start and fourth appearance for the Rainiers. In nine innings, he's allowed four runs on 11 hits. No record, a 4.00 ERA. Rodriguez has already spent a brief couple of day stint in the big leagues with the Mariners this year, pitching in one game out of the Seattle bullpen. Now he's back in the Rainiers rotation. Jose Rodriguez making the start today. El Paso's going with Julio Teheran. who is a veteran at age 32, former two-time National League All-Star, is a member of the Atlanta Braves, was one of the great young pitchers in the game 10 years ago, and now trying to get back to the big leagues. Tehran making the start for El Paso. It's his fourth start of the season, 2-1 with a 4.70 ERA. Julio Tehran for El Paso and Jose Rodriguez on the hill for the Red Ears. This series has been marred by a crazy number of walks. We'll see if we can get some better control from the pitching on both teams today. These two teams have combined for 58 walks in the first three games of this series, and it's just been a lot of them. And the cold temperature is certainly a factor, although it is a little warmer tonight. Not like it's warm or anything, but it is warmer than it was the last couple of nights here in Tacoma. That might help out the pitchers with their control. Should be a good one tonight, the Red Ears and the Chihuahuas. When we come back, we'll get you caught up on one little roster move for the Red Ears and another look back at yesterday's game. The Tacoma Red Ears pregame show continues right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
The Tacoma Rainiers taking on the El Paso Chihuahuas tonight. Game four of this six-game series. Rainiers won the first two games, but El Paso took yesterday's ball game by a score of 7-5. A couple former Rainiers going deep for El Paso. Jansen Whitty, a go-ahead two-run homer in the sixth inning. And then Tim Lopes, an insurance run homer in the ninth. Rainiers did get two runs in the bottom of the ninth. They were down 7-3. They loaded them up. Got a two-run single to make it 7-5, had the tying runners on and the winning run at the plate, and that's when the final out was made. So El Paso hung on and won yesterday by that final score of 7-5. One roster move today. The Red Ears have announced that Tommy Malone has been optioned. Reported. He was outrighted to Tacoma by the Mariners a couple days ago. He's reported and is now on the roster. He's actually going to start on Tuesday in Las Vegas. And the Rainiers needed to make room for Malone on the roster. A.J. Puckett, right-handed reliever, has been transferred back to Double-A Arkansas, where he started the season. So Puckett's going back to Arkansas. That's our one roster move for today. Get close to the start here. We'll be back with the starting lineups in tonight's game when we return in a moment.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting El Paso Chihuahuas, who are 7-11 on this season. The Padres AAA club is managed by Philip Wellman. Leading off, Adam Engel. He's in left field, batting second. Shortstop Matthew Batten hitting third. The second baseman, Tim Lopes. Brandon Dixon hits cleanup. He's in right field. Hitting fifth and playing first base is Alfonso Rivas. Batting sixth and doing the catching, Pedro Severino. Hitting seventh is the DH, Preston Tucker. Jansen Witte bats eighth. He's at third base. And hitting ninth, center fielder Luis Liberato. On the mound, Julio Teheran. Teheran's 2-1 with a 4.70 ERA. The Raiders are 9-8, managed by John Russell. They'll lead off with a rehabbing Taylor Trammell. He's in center field. Batting second is left fielder Cade Marlowe. Hitting third, the right fielder Zach DeLoach. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Mike Ford. Hitting fifth, first baseman Jake Shiner. Batting sixth, the third baseman Colin Moran. Jacob Nottingham hits seventh. He does the catching. Batting eighth, shortstop Mason McCoy. And hitting ninth, second baseman Carlos Hernandez. On the mound, Jose Rodriguez. No record, an ERA of 4. Our umpires, Tom Hanrahan has the plate. He's the crew chief. Mark Stewart Jr. is at first base and Harley Acosta at third. Tacoma and El Paso, game 4 of a 6-game series. That's a wrap for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch of the start of tonight's game right after this.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Are you overinsured? Underinsured? Maybe you're just not sure. It's understandable. Life happens quickly. You've got a new driver in the house, an upcoming remodel, an inherited rare baseball card collection. It's a lot. So talk to your wealth manager about how Propel Insurance can make sure it's all protected. Our experts create a customized asset protection program tailored to your specific and changing needs, with specialty coverage like expanded homeowner liability, additional protection against uninsured or underinsured drivers, cyber fraud cost recovery, and lots more. But Propel isn't just about premium coverage. Our experts also make sure all your policies work well together, so there's no overlap or serious gaps. What's more, with frequent program reviews, you can be sure your insurance always keeps up with your life. Ask your wealth manager about preferred personal coverage from Propel Insurance, or visit us at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball as we're about ready to get started here at Cheney Stadium on this cool Friday evening in the Pacific Northwest. A few changes in the weather, though, from yesterday. Yesterday's game was played in quite a bit of rain, light rain. We haven't had that happen yet this evening, although it's possible. But the big difference in terms of gameplay right now, weather-wise, is that unlike the first 3 games of this series, the wind is not howling out towards straightaway center field. In fact, there's no wind at all right now as this game is about ready to get underway. Jose Rodriguez, right-hander from Venezuela, ready to get things going here. 27 years of age. Adam Engel stands in, and the pitch is in there for a strike, and we are underway. Each team has a rehabbing major leaguer in the leadoff spot. Engel for El Paso, currently on the San Diego Padres injured list, coming back from a sprained ankle, or a hamstring, pardon me, a hamstring injury in spring training. He takes a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. Jose Rodriguez ready. Next pitch is a check swing on a ball down in the dirt. He went. That's strike three. Engel goes down on three pitches, and one man is out at the top of the first inning. So one away, and now Matthew Batten is the hitter.
The shortstop, number two, Matthew Batten.
Right-hand batter. Hitting 200 with a homer and eight runs batted in, but a lot of walks, 18 walks, and a 381 on base percentage. Yeah, the pitch is in there for a strike. Now the 0-1 pitch coming. Up and in for a ball, one ball, one strike. Now the 1-1, and it's a fastball in there for a strike. Count goes to 1-2. Now this pitch is outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes to Batten, who's 3-for-12 at the plate so far in this series. Now the 2-2, called, strike three, got him looking, and that is back-to-back strikeouts to start the game for Jose Rodriguez. Coming out, getting the strikeouts. Rodriguez coming into play today had pitched nine innings for the Raiders this season with seven strikeouts. Already has two right out of the gate. Now the batter is Tim Lopes, the former Rainier. He's been hot this series. And the pitch is taken up high for a ball. Lopes is hitting 309. Four home runs, 12 runs batted in 17 games for El Paso. Now an off-speed pitch over for a strike. A slider there from Rodriguez. And the count's even 1-1. Next pitch from the righty. Swung on, grounded in the hole between short and third and threw into left field. That's a base hit. Lopes continues his hot hitting in this series. Now seven hits and 14 at-bats in this series, and he has a six-game hitting streak. Hit it right through the left side of the Raiders infield in between shortstop Mason McCoy and third baseman Colin Moran. On the right side of the infield today, Hernandez is at second base. And Jake Schneider is playing first. He's holding the runner on right now. And the pitch is low and away to Brandon Dixon. There's ball one. Outfield tonight for Tacoma. Cade Marlowe is in left field. Taylor Trammell patrolling center. And Zach DeLoach is stationed out in right field. 1-0 the count to Dixon. And the pitch is swung on and struck well to left field. Back is Marlowe at the track. He has room, and he makes the catch on the warning track. And that is the final out at the top of the first inning. Dixon makes solid contact, but the ball lands in the glove of the Rainiers left fielder, Cade Marlowe. We go to the bottom of the first. El Paso had a hit and leaves a man stranded. It's El Paso nothing. Tacoma coming to the plate.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Sampling!
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning, and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
Nice scoreless top of the first delivered by Jose Rodriguez, and now the Red Ears come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. Lots of lefties in the lineup today against Julio Teheran, beginning with, well, the first four men in the order. And it's Taylor Trammell to start things off. Teheran into his motion to the pitch. Is swung on and grounded sharply and threw into right field. A base hit on the first pitch of the bottom of the first inning. Trammell is on, and that gets the inning started for the Red Ears. Taylor Trammell wraps a sharp grounder through the right side. First pitch sinker, I guess, from Teheran that was yanked into right. And now Cade Marlowe will be the batter. Julio Teheran trying to get back to the big leagues where he once starred for the Atlanta Braves. Here's a pitch. Up high for a ball to Marlowe. 1-0 the count. Marlowe's in his fourth game since coming off the IL. He has three hits and 11 at-bats. All of his hits have gone for extra bases, two doubles and a triple. Trammell bluffs, doesn't go. The pitch is outside, and the count goes to 2-0 on Marlowe. Yeah, the 2-0 pitch from Julio Teheran, and it swung on and fouled back. And the count goes to 2-1. Teheran from Colombia, 32 years old, broke into the major leagues in 2011 at the age of 20. That year, he had one of the best AAA pitching seasons of this century when he made 24 starts for Gwinnett in the International League. As he turns and throws to first and back in safely is Trammell. And he won 15 and lost 3 and had a 2.55 ERA. 15 wins in a AAA season. You just don't see it. It's extremely rare. But Teheran did it that year and also made 5 appearances for the Braves that year. He pitched in the Futures game. There goes Trammell, pitches a strike, throw to second is offline and backed up nicely by the second baseman to save an error. Trammell is safe at second base with a steal. His second stolen base in just 3 games with the Rainiers. The pitch was a strike, so the count's now even on Marlowe, 2-2. Now the pitch, swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch, and Marlowe has struck out, one away. Teheran with his first strikeout, and now Zach Deloach will hit. Teheran broke into the Braves rotation at the age of 22 in 2013. That's when he was up for good. Went 14-8 that year with a 3.20 ERA, finished 5th in the Rookie of the Year award voting in the National League. Here's his pitch to Deloach, and it's a swing and a miss. Deloach hitting 328 with a homer and 13 runs batted in. Oh, one pitch in there for a strike. Teheran was one of the most exciting young pitchers in the majors for a stretch there in 2013, 14, 15, and 16. Twice made the National League All-Star team during those years. Here's one up and in for a ball. One and two, the count to Deloach. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. And off-speed pitch from Tehran, and Deloach goes down swinging. And that's back-to-back strikeouts of Julio Tehran, whiffing a couple of the Rainiers' young left-hand hitters back-to-back. Now Mike Ford is the hitter. Pitch to Ford is in there for a strike. Ford hitting 315 with three homers, 18 runs batted in 15 games. And he takes an off-speed pitch outside. Ford was asked to leave early last night when he disputed a check swing strike three that he was charged with. Ended up going 0 for 2 as a result, just the two plate appearances. 1-1, swing and a miss there, strike two. Right here's have a man in scoring position with two outs, and Tehran ahead of Ford, a ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and hit high and deep to right field. Back this goes. It is gone. It hit that tree down the right field line here at Cheney Stadium on the other side of the road. Mike Ford with a two-run homer to right. His fourth of the season, and the Rainiers are off to a 2-0 lead here at the bottom of the first inning. That was a towering home run. It had some serious height to it. Went down the right field line. Looked like a curveball that he lifted out of here. And it's been measured at 383 feet. The pitch to Jake Shiner now is low and away for a ball, 1-0. Arancini Stadium behind the right field fence. There's a road. Just a little two lanes back there, pretty narrow. So here's one outside to Shiner. Well, first there's a row of like kind of smaller trees, really short ones that sort of stick up above the right field fence. Then there's the road, and then there's a fence separating the ballpark property from the high school. So here's one in for a strike to Shiner. And then the hill goes up towards the tennis courts. And there's a tree down the right field line. And Ford homered into the tree. 2-1 to Shiner. Outside ball three. Three one is low ball four. Shiner draws a five pitch walk, and that's our first free pass of the game. Walk totals the first three games of this series: 25 on Tuesday, 16 on Wednesday, 17 yesterday, and there's number one today. Here's Colin Moran, and he takes down low for a ball. Moran had two hits last night and drove in three runs and had a two-run single with two outs in the ninth when the Rainiers were making a desperate comeback attempt. And now he loops one out towards center field on the run, and playing it on a hop is Liberato. It drops in, and the inning continues. Shiner stops at second base. Colin Moran with a single to center. And there are runners at first and second with two outs for Jacob Nottingham. Nottingham hitting 261 in just 23 at-bats with a couple of homers. He hit two homers in his last game, which came on Wednesday. The El Paso pitching coach is jogging out to the mound. That's Scott Mitchell out to go have a quick word with Julio Teheran. The inning started with Trammell singling on Tehran's very first pitch. Then Teheran struck out Marlowe and Deloach back-to-back. But Ford connected with the homer down the right field line. And then Shiner walked on five pitches. Moran has now singled to center. And Nottingham's going to try to keep this going. Conference on the mound breaks up. And now we're ready for action to resume. The runners have their leads. And Teheran with his pitch. And it is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. And the pitch misses for a ball, 2-0. Pitch swung on, bounced foul, and the count goes to 2-1. Right, here's wearing the red jerseys today with white pants. El Paso in black jerseys with gray pants. Fourth game of this six-game series. Now the 2-1 swing and a miss and a fastball, and the count goes even, 2-2. Two pitch. Called strike three at the very top of the zone, and Nottingham goes down looking, and that closes out the bottom of the first inning. But the Red Ears are on the board with a couple of runs. Mike Ford with a two-run homer. There were three hits in the inning and two runners left on. We go to the second. It's Tacoma 2, El Paso nothing.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Two nothing Tacoma. We go to the second inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Mike Ford with a two-run homer at the bottom of the first. Jose Rodriguez on the hill. Alfonso Rivas leads things off, and the pitch is swung on and fouled away. And that is strike one. Rivas hitting .319 in 13 games for El Paso. Already has three homers. In fact, he has nine extra base hits in 13 games. Now the pitch is taken inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Here comes the 1-1 on its way, and it is in for a strike, 1-2. Rodriguez struck out a pair in the first. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Good crowd on hand for this early season Friday night affair. Now the 2-2 is hit well towards center field, high and deep towards left center. Trammell tracking it. He's going to have room, and he makes the catch a step or two shy of the warning track in one of the deeper parts of the park there out under the video board. And one man is out at the top of the second inning. Rivas flies out. And now Pedro Severino will be the batter. Severino has been a hot hitter for El Paso. Hitting safely at five straight, and he chops a two-hopper to third. That's Colin Moran's position. He fields it and throws to first, and Severino is out. Two away in the top of the second inning. So two down for Preston Tucker. Tucker DHing in this one, left-hand hitter, hitting 229 in 13 games. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball called a strike. Next pitch fouled off. 0-2. Rodriguez out ahead of the count. O-2 pitch, fastball called, strike three. Down goes Preston Tucker, and it's another strikeout for Jose Rodriguez. And he retires the side in order at the top of the second inning. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of inning number two. It's Tacoma 2, El Paso nothing.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
We head to the bottom of the second inning. Right here's up on El Paso, 2-0. Mason McCoy will lead things off for Tacoma. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. McCoy batting in the number eight spot today, hitting 266 with a 420 on base percentage. 0-1 pitch is called a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. One pitch swung on and hit high in the sky to right. not deep. Dixon lining it up, and the right fielder makes the catch, and one man is out at the bottom of the second inning. So here comes Cesar Hernandez, a longtime major leaguer who seems to have figured something out in his first tour of AAA since 2014. He has not played at this level since 2014. He's been in the big leagues ever since. So he takes one inside. And he seems to have realized here early that if he doesn't swing, he's really likely to walk. 1-0 pitch is hit high in the air down the right field line, and it hooks and goes foul. 1-1. Hernandez has had 64 plate appearances, and he's walked 18 times. He's tied for the league lead in walks. 1-1 pitch, grounded foul. He's been swinging here, and he's pulled two sharp fouls, and the count's 1-2. Ball and two strikes, Julio Teheran ready. And his pitch is outside for a ball. Next pitch, swung on and hit foul, first base side. Hernandez surely has faced Tehran many times in the major leagues. When Tehran was with the Braves and Hernandez was with the Phillies, they were in the same division. 2-2 pitch, up and away, ball three. Three-two coming, and it is up and away, ball four. Hernandez draws a one-out walk. Surprise, surprise, he's done it again, his 19th walk. And now Taylor Trammell will be the batter. Trammell had a base hit in the first and scored a run. And the pitch from Tehran is outside for a ball. Julio Tehran's last year with the Braves, the team he was with for so long, and really kind of was a workhorse in their starting rotation. His last year with them was 2019. As Trammell lines one into right field, and that's a base hit. Over to field it is Dixon. Going to third is Hernandez. And stopping at first is Trammell. And the Rainiers have runners at the corners with one out for Cade Marlowe. Trammell got an off-speed pitch and pulled it into right. He's 2-for-2 today. Now Marlowe will bat with a couple of men on. He struck out earlier. In the shortened 2020 season, Tehran signed as a free agent with the Angels, and he did not have a good year. That was a very rough year for him. As now Marlowe pulls one into right field, and that's going to get down for a base hit. Scoring is Hernandez. Trammell goes to third. He stops there, and in at second base with a double is Cade Marlowe. Almost looked like the Chihuahuas were going to have some trouble relaying the ball back in. It got loose away from the cutoff man. And Trammell thought about bolting towards the plate but decided not to. So Marlowe with an RBI double. Rainiers now lead 4-0. Or pardon me, 3-0. With the runners at second and third and one out, the infield is in, and the pitch to Deloach misses for a ball. So 3-0 Tacoma. A chance to really open it up with one more hit. The pitch to Deloach is taken down and in for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Deloach struck out earlier. After his rough 2020 with the Angels, he had a one-year deal with them. He had to take a minor league deal with a non-roster invitation to big league spring training with Detroit in 2021. Sears a pitch in for a strike to Deloach. And he had a great spring training camp with Detroit and made the Tigers starting rotation. And then after his first start of the season for Detroit, his shoulder was bothering him and he had to have shoulder surgery. Deloach fouls one off, 2-2. So he ended up missing the entire rest of the 2021 season. And then last year, coming back from shoulder surgery, he pitched in the Mexican League and in the Independent Atlantic League as well to get back to health. Now here's a swing and a foul hit down the third baseline. Still two balls, two strikes. Two and two the count. And the pitch. Inside it, it hit him. It hit Deloach on the back of the leg, and that's going to load the bases. So Deloach heads down to first base, and now Mike Ford, who homered last inning, is going to bat for his second time, and this time it's with the bases loaded. That pitch hit Deloach right on the back of his left leg. Right on the left calf. And another trip to the mound by the El Paso pitching coach. This past winter, Tehran pitched in the Dominican Winter League. Had some good results there. And the Padres signed him to a minor league deal. And he was solid during the Cactus League this year and competed for the Padres' fifth starter job that was open because of Joe Musgrove's injury. And he didn't get it. They ended up tabbing Ryan Weathers, the lefty, for that spot instead. But I've been told that Tehran's very happy to be back in organized ball and pitching in AAA now and trying to get back to the big league. Base is full of Red Ears. One out in the bottom of the second. Tacoma's up 3-0. Mike Ford, the batter, and Julio Tehran's pitch is taken outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Tehran hitting 90 with that sinker that he just threw there. He does not have the great fastball that he once had, but you can just watch him pitch and see that he has a lot of movement on everything. His 1-0 to Ford is over for a strike with a fastball. 1-1 now. Now the next pitch up and away. 2-1. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. And it's outside, ball three. Nowhere to put him. Bases full. Three balls, one strike. Tehran's pitch is swung on and hit high and deep to right. Back this goes, and it is gone. Mike Ford with his second home run of the game, and it's a grand slam. The first salami for the Red Ears this year, and Tacoma's on top 7-0 here in the second inning. A fastball from Tehran, and Ford unloaded on it, pulling a grand slam to right field. Very similar home run to his first one. Another high fly ball. Ford with two homers and six runs batted in already, and we're just in the second inning. And it's 7-0, and now Jake Shiner is the hitter. First salami for the Red Ears this year. They hit five last year. 0-1 pitch, swinging a foul back by Shiner. The Red Ears hit all five of their grand slams last year. In the latter portion of the season, they didn't hit one until June, and then they hit five total, all in June, July, August, and September. Here's a swing and a foul by Shiner, still 0-2. Eighteen of the Rainiers' 25 home runs this season have come with runners on base. 0-2 to Shiner. Down low for a ball, 1-2. One, two coming. And it swung on and tapped foul in the home plate area. So 7-0 Tacoma. Now the 1-2 hit foul down the right field line. So ball and two strikes still to Shiner. He's battling here with two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and popped up on the infield. The third baseman calls for it. And Witte makes the catch, and two men are out at the bottom of the second inning. There is action in the El Paso bullpen. They have a right-hander warming up. Pitch is inside for a ball. Now the 1-0 pitch is outside for a ball. So 2-0 the count. Rainier's up 7-0 here in the second inning. Two balls, no strikes to Moran. And Tehran's pitch is swung on and fouled back to the screen, and the count goes to 2-1. So two balls, one strike, two down, no one on. Mike Ford already with a two-run homer and a grand slam in this game. And it's the second inning. What's he on pace for? Let's figure this out. All right, he's on pace. I mean, at this rate, there's probably, if he were to homer in every inning. Okay. I guess he's on pace for nine homers and... uh, 26 runs batted in. Here's a little pop-up to second. That's caught by Tim Lopes, and Moran is retired, and the inning is over. Right here's get 5 runs in the second, 5 runs on 3 hits. There were no errors and nobody left, and we go to the third inning of play with the score, Tecoba 7, El Paso nothing.
Raiders fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma, with tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members. Our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
We go to the third inning. It's Tecoba 7, El Paso nothing. Jansen Witte will lead things off for El Paso. What a game already for Mike Ford. A two-run homer and a grand slam. Witte stands in. Jose Rodriguez now pitching with a comfortable lead, and his first pitch to Witte is outside for a ball, 1-0. Next delivery is taken for a strike. Ford's two homers very similar in the trajectory. As here's a drive down the right field line, foul towards the bullpen. Both pulled, obviously, to right field. Both very high flies. The first one, the two-run shot, was tighter to the foul line than the grand slam, which was more to a true straightaway right field. Ford came into play today with 3 homers in 15 games, so he's up to 5 there, and his RBI total has jumped from 18 to 24. One, two to Witte, swinging a miss, strike 3. Rodriguez got him, and that is strikeout number 4 for Jose Rodriguez. One out in the top of the third, and now Luis Liberato is the hitter. Luis Liberato now the batter. And the pitch is an off-speed pitch in there for a strike. Now this pitch is down and in for a ball. One pitch, called a strike, and Rodriguez is ahead of Liberato. Liberato, part of the Red Ears championship squad in 21, like Jansen Witte. Now with El Paso, swings and fouls, one away. Six some other key players from that team. This here's a swing and a bouncer foul, first base side, who I haven't seen in any box scores yet this year. Dylan Thomas, who was Rainier's outfielder in 21 and was with Salt Lake last year, had a good season for Salt Lake, even got called up by the Angels, but I haven't seen his name this season yet. Now the 1-2 is swung on and fouled away. Next pitch to Liberato is popped up on the left side into shallow left field, and no one catches it. My goodness. Colin Moran and Mason McCoy each thought the other guy was going to catch it. And the left fielder, Marlowe, was there too. A pop fly falls in for a hit. El Paso had two hits like that yesterday, and now they have one today. And as for Luis Liberato, Luis, as a returning member of the Tacoma Rainiers 2021 championship team, that was your gift right there. You get a base hit for that. Here's a pop-up foul and out of play by Engel. You know who's a free agent right now? From that 21 team is Jose Marmolejos, who won the PCL Most Valuable Player Award that season. Led the league in batting average. So there's a swing and a miss by Engel. Strike two. Just the second MVP in Tacoma baseball history going back to 1960. And he went and played in Japan last year, but he's a free agent right now. Here's a swing and a pop-up on the first base side. We'll see how this one goes. It's caught. Shiner makes the catch in fair territory for out number two. And now Matthew Batten is the hitter. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike one. Now here comes the 0-1 on its way. And this is high for a ball. Nope, a balk was called prior to the pitch. The pitch does not count, and a balk has been called on Jose Rodriguez. So Liberato was awarded second base. Now here's one high for a ball. Next pitch is called a strike, and that evens up the count 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, grounded to McCoy at short. He scoops it up, throws to first in time for the out, and the inning is over. Batten grounds to short. And that does it for El Paso in the top of the third inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Tacoma 7, El Paso nothing.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Sampling of that.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Seven nothing Rainiers. We head to the bottom of the third inning here at Cheney Stadium. And if you've just joined us, you've missed some Mike Ford homers. A two-run blast in the first inning, and then it was grand salami time in the third. Two for two, two homers, six runs batted in for Ford. Here's Jacob Nottingham, and he takes a strike. 0-1 the count. The two-home run game has been trendy recently among Rainier's hitters. Nottingham did it on Wednesday, and Shiner did it on Tuesday. So here's one away to Nottingham. Ford is the third player in this series for Tacoma to have a two-home run game against El Paso. Now the 1-1 outside for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Now the 2-1 swung on and fouled out of play. And the count goes to 2-2. So two balls, two strikes to Jacob Nottingham. Now the 2-2 coming. And it's a swing and a miss, and that is strike three. So Nottingham strikes out. And Tehran has his fourth strikeout of the evening. And now Mason McCoy is the hitter. McCoy, right-hand batter, swings at the first pitch, rolls one to first. It's fielded by Alfonso Rivas, who flips it to Tehran, covering first for the out. And two men are gone. And now Cesar Hernandez will be the batter. Hernandez walked his first time up on a full count pitch. And he takes up high for a ball. This pitch is high. 2-0. And there's ball three. We're using the human umpire today, by the way. The weekend games, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they turn off the automated system. Well, they don't use the automated system. The human umpire calls the pitches. So there's ball four to Hernandez, his second walk of the game and 20th of the season. Cesar Hernandez in this series, he's played in all four games. He's 0-for-6 at the plate with 8 walks. It's crazy. Taylor Trammell's 2-for-2 with 2 singles and 2 runs scored, and he takes this strike, 0-1 the count. Next pitch is high for a ball. One pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. So 1-2, 2 outs, runner at first base. Now here's a swing and a foul into the seats near the broadcast booth. Still 1-2. Next pitch is inside for a ball. Tossed to first by Tehran, and Hernandez is back in. Two pitch, inside, ball three. Three, two coming. Just misses ball four. Trammell draws the walk, and Hernandez takes second base. Back-to-back walks have been issued with two outs in the third, and that's 4 walks issued by Tehran. And now Cade Marlowe is the hitter. Marlowe loops one out into right center. That's going to drop in for a hit. Charging it is Liberato. Around third is Hernandez. He will score. Going to third is Trammell. It's an RBI single for Marlowe. And the Red Ears now lead 8-0. So Cade Marlowe with his second hit of the game and his second RBI of the night. Runners at the quarters with 2 outs for Zach Deloach, who has struck out and been hit by a pitch. And the pitch is taken for a strike. Now a swing and a miss. Big rip there by Deloach. And he's behind in the count, 0-2. Here comes the 0-2 from Tehran. And it swung on and fouled off. Marlowe, the runner from first, was off and running with the pitch. So still no balls, two strikes to Deloach. Now the runner goes again, and the pitch is outside, and no throw down to second base. Stolen base for Marlowe. And the 1-2 pitch is outside. Counts even 2-2. Now the 2-2 called, strike three. Deloach goes down looking, and that wraps up the bottom of the third. The Red Ears tack on another run with one hit. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 8, El Paso nothing.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now. That's 888-74-STEEL.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Eight nothing, Tacoma leads El Paso. We go to the fourth inning of play. Jose Rodriguez on the hill. His first pitch to Tim Lopes is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Lopes played for the Red Ears in 2019. Mariners in two seasons, 2019 and 2020. Now's a swing and a liner into the right field corner. That's going to get down for a hit. Over to cut it off nicely is Deloach, and he'll hold Lopes to a single. Third hit for El Paso, and Lopes has two of them. He's had an outstanding series here at Cheney. And now Brandon Dixon will be the batter. Now here's a pitch in for a strike to Dixon, 0-1 the count. Now this pitch misses for a ball. And there's one outside. Now a called strike. 2-2 to Dixon, who has already split his season between the big leagues and AAA. Now a swing and a flare into right, ranging towards the line. Deloach, and he makes the catch. And there's the first out at the top of the fourth inning. Dixon flies to right field. And now Alfonso Rivas will be the batter. Rivas has flied to deep center. First pitch is ball one. Hang on. Lopes has taken second base. They must have called another balk. Now the pitch is inside to Rivas, and that's ball one. So Rodriguez has been hit with two balks. And I missed both of them. So I don't know what he's doing wrong. Here's a swing and a foul back. 1-1 the count. And the pitch is inside for a ball. 2-1 to Rivas. Taking a look around the league, the top team so far this season, Oklahoma City, they beat Albuquerque last night 8-6. That was a road win for the Dodgers, as here's a swing and a miss by Rivas. The Oklahoma City catcher, Hunter Fiducia, has been red hot at the plate, and last night he had two doubles and drove in four runs. He's hitting .432 and has 21 runs batted in. Swing and a grounder foul off the facing in front of the first base dugout. Oklahoma City 13-5 and in the top spot in the league. Two to Rivas. Inside for a ball. Round Rock is only a half game behind Oklahoma City. They're 12-5. They beat Sacramento yesterday 2-1. Here's a swing and a miss there. Strike three. Down goes Rivas. And that is out number two in the fourth. And strikeout number five for Jose Rodriguez. And now Pedro Severino is the hitter. Round Rock beat Sacramento yesterday behind the pitching of Cody Bradford. The lefty went seven innings, allowed one run on five hits. He's the first four-game winner in the league, 4-0 with a 0.77 ERA. So here's a swing and a miss by Severino. He had his worst start against the Rainiers last week, when he allowed one run in five innings. That was his worst start of the year. Here's a swing and a drive to left on the move, reaching out and making the catch is Marlowe as he was ranging towards the foul line. Nice catch by Cade Marlowe in left. Severino lines out, and that does it for El Paso in the top of the fourth. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 8, El Paso nothing.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org. One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job.
Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our air wet vacuum sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Red Deers lead 8-0, and the man of the night is leading things off. Mike Ford has hit a two-run homer and a grand slam. New pitcher, though, Jake Sanchez in for El Paso, and the pitch is swung out and fouled out of play. That is strike one. So Sanchez on in relief of Julio Teheran. Now the 0-1 to Ford is up and away. Ford's homer's off Tehran. The first one came off a curveball and the second one off a fastball. The 1-1 is up and away for a ball. 2-1. Now the 2-1 coming from Sanchez is down low, ball three. Jake Sanchez in his sixth appearance for El Paso, no record of 2.35 ERA in 7 2/3 innings. Has struck out 8 and walked 6. Three, one to Ford, swung on and popped up. Shallow right field. The first baseman is called off by the right fielder, and it's Dixon, the right fielder, making the catch. Ford got under that one. And he is retired for the first time today. One down for Jake Shiner. Shiner has walked and popped up. He's 0 for 1. More on our PCL scoreboard and notes from last night's action. Reno beat Salt Lake 3-1. As the pitch to Shiner is high for a ball. Reno had a tremendous start from Brandon Fott. 7 scoreless innings in Salt Lake City. Gave up just 3 hits, walked 1, struck out 8. It was actually a pitcher's duel. Kenny Rosenberg for Salt Lake went 7 innings and allowed 1 run. It was 1-1 after 8 innings, and Reno won it in the ninth. There's a check swing by Shiner. A lot of chatter that Brandon Fott is going to be the Reno pitcher who will get a shot at filling the opening in the Diamondbacks starting rotation that was created when they DFA'd Madison Bumgarner the other day. I guess that was yesterday. So the next pitch is inside. They say it hit Shiner. It glanced off of him, so, or just grazed him, I guess. So, he's headed down to first base, hit by the pitch. We'll get another look at this on MILB TV. Up and in, and I guess it just scraped the left elbow, maybe? Or the jersey hanging down? He wasn't entirely sure that he was going to get awarded first base, and the umpire told him. So Shiner's at first with one out for Colin Moran. And he swings and fouls one away. So, yeah, the talk is that Fott's going to slide into the Diamondbacks' rotation. And he was outstanding for Reno yesterday. There's a swing and a miss by Moran, 0-2. When the Diamondbacks made the decision on Bumgarner yesterday and parted ways with him, they called up a reliever initially to take his roster spot, and that reliever was the former Rainier and Mariner, Anthony Misevich. So Misevich is back in the big leagues with the Diamondbacks. O2 pitch to Moran, and it's fouled away. One other game yesterday, another low scorer in Sugar Land, Texas, where you get low scoring games. It's a pitcher's park down there. Sugar Land beat Las Vegas 2-1. Brandon Bielak started for Sugar Land, allowed one run in five innings. Struck out seven. 0-2 to Moran's outside for a ball. The Sugar Land first baseman, Bly Madras, had two hits and drove in both their runs. One-two pitch to Moran, swung on and bounced foul. Vegas' only run yesterday, a solo homer by the young catching prospect Tyler Soderstrom, who had two hits and the homer was his fourth. Soderstrom drafted out of high school in 2020 by the A's, and he's already in AAA. Here's one down low to Moran, 2-2. The Red Deers are going to see Vegas for the first time on this upcoming road trip. The Red Deers play at Las Vegas in a six-game series starting on Tuesday. Now the pitch grounded off the pitcher, and it deflects towards third, and that's going to just die on the infield grass and be an infield single for Moran. It hit the legs of Sanchez. And he's walking around like he's all right. Hot shot up the middle by Moran, and looked like it got him on the back of his left leg. Well, the trainer is going to come out and check on him. That's our old friend Josh DiLoretto. D'Lo was the Rainier's trainer in 2021. Jake Sanchez is laughing about it on the hill. I mean, I'm sure it doesn't feel good, but he is kind of laughing. And he is going to throw a practice pitch to make sure he's all right. That's allowed, and the umpire standing by along with the El Paso staff, and going to be all right. He's going to stay in the game. Got him on the right leg, it turns out, as we see another look at it from a different angle. That's his push-off leg. Now the pitch is outside for a ball to Jacob Nottingham. Nottingham's 0-for-2, couple of strikeouts. He's batting now with two on and one out at the bottom of the fourth inning. Rainiers lead 8-0. Now the pitch is inside for a ball to Adele. Swing and a shot to third. Flag down by Witte. Goes to second for one. Relay it to first in time for two. A double play. Quick reactions by Jansen Witte at third base to start the around the horn double play. Raiders do not score in the fourth. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and one left. We go to the fifth. First time in this game the Raiders have not scored. It's Tacoma 8, El Paso nothing.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
We go to the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 8 to El Paso nothing. Jose Rodriguez on the mound for the Red Ears. And his first pitch to Preston Tucker is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Rodriguez is pitching into the fifth inning for his first time this season. As here's one yanked foul down the first baseline. His progression building up innings and building up his pitch count to make longer starts was interrupted by his call-up to the big leagues, where he spent a couple of days with the Mariners and pitched out of their bullpen. Kind of threw a wrench in the build-up plan, but now he's starting to build it up again. So here's one outside to Preston Tucker. 1-2 the count. And now here's an off-speed pitch down low. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two delivery. Bounce to the right side. That's fielded by Cesar Hernandez, and he throws out Tucker at first, and one man's gone in the fifth. Now Jansen Witte is the hitter. Witte struck out earlier, 0-for-1. He hit a go-ahead homer for El Paso yesterday. And the pitch is in for a strike. Next pitch misses for a ball. Now swinging a little bouncer to short, a two-hopper, and McCoy has it, and he fires to first in time to get Witte. Two away at the top of the fifth, and Jose Rodriguez has retired five consecutive batters. And now Luis Liberato will be the hitter. Liberato had a base hit in the third, an infield. Well, it was a pop-up that fell in, and I guess it technically landed on the outfield grass. And here's one inside to Liberato. But there was a communication problem between McCoy and Moran. Here's a pitch down low. Two balls, no strikes. Here's a swing and a fly towards left, and Marlowe makes the catch right at the edge of the warning track for the final out in the top of the fifth inning, and Jose Rodriguez retires the side in order. Three up, three down. We head to the bottom of the fifth. We're halfway through it. It's Tacoma 8, El Paso nothing.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
There are times when more is not better. Like when the electrical panel in your warehouse fails, more darkness is not better. Or when a storm knocks out the windows on the second floor of your office building, more fresh air is not better. But when Propel shows up on the scene after an incident with support, an action plan, and maybe a thermos of coffee, more is definitely better. It's what Propel clients have come to expect, and it's why they tend to stick with Propel after going through any kind of loss or unexpected event. Propel is there with a more timely response any time of the day or night, a more proactive claim service working 24/7 on your behalf, more experienced professionals helping you navigate the path ahead so you know exactly what you need to do and when. To find out about the people and insurance programs that can give your business more of what you need, get to know Propel at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Right here is leading 8-0. Mason McCoy to start things off for Tacoma. He'll be followed by Carlos Hernandez, or Cesar Hernandez, and Taylor Trammell. And the pitch is fouled away. That is strike one. McCoy's 0 for 2 today. Takes a breaking ball outside, and the count's 1-1. Jake Sanchez still on the hill for El Paso, beginning his second inning of work. Now McCoy watches a breaker down low. 2-1. Swing and a miss, and the count's even, 2-2. Mariners tied with the Cardinals 2-2 in the bottom of the sixth inning up north. Got George Kirby on the hill today. Teoscar Hernandez with a homer. Two pitch to McCoy. Swung on and fouled away. Here comes the 2-2. That's a called strike three, and McCoy goes down looking. One away in the bottom of the fifth. And now Cesar Hernandez will hit. He's actually going to walk. He's batted twice today and walked twice and scored two runs. Although this pitcher, Sanchez, hasn't walked anyone yet. Well, there's ball one to Cesar. And the next pitch, swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-1. One pitch, up and away for a ball, 2-1. Oh, And here's one at the knees for a strike, and the count's even 2-2. Two-two coming. Outside, ball three. Full count, 3-2 to Cesar Hernandez. And the payoff. There it is. You guessed it. Ball four. Cesar Hernandez has walked again. His league-leading 21st walk of the season. Ninth time El Paso has walked him in this series. It's truly amazing. Now Trammell, the batter, he's reached three times tonight with two singles and a walk. And the pitch is inside for a ball. 91 mile per hour heater from Jake Sanchez. Eight nothing Rainiers in the fifth. And now an off-speed pitch over for a strike. 1-1. Now here's a swing and a miss. And that's strike two. Trammell went after a pitch that was up. So 1-2 the count, and Trammell is using his timeout. Now he's reset in the batter's box. The 1-2 is coming, and it is swung out and hit in the air to center field. Liberato coming in, and he makes the catch, and that is out number two. And Trammell is retired for the first time today with a flyout to center field. And now Cade Marlowe will be the hitter. Now the pitch swung out and roped to right field, and this is going to get down and hit the base of the fence. Hernandez comes to third, and they're going to hold him there, and diving into second base and barely making it ahead of Brandon Dixon's throw is Cade Marlowe. He has a double, and runners are at second and third with two outs. Third hit of the game for Marlowe, who got a fastball from Sanchez, yanked it to right. It hit the base of the wall. Dixon played this well. And he tried to nail Marlowe at second, and it was a close play, but Marlowe was in there with a head-first dive. So runners at second and third with two outs for Zach Deloach. And he takes an off-speed pitch over for a strike. Marlowe, in each of his first three games of the season, had one hit, and then here today is his fourth game, and he's got three hits. So here's one up high to Deloach. Marlowe just activated off the injured list at the start of this series. He'd been out with a strained oblique suffered during spring training. Now a swing and a miss there, strike two to Deloach. Now the 1-2. Inside for a ball, 2-2. Now a swing and a foul tip, and it popped out of the mitt of Severino, and Deloach stays alive with the 2-2 count. Mike Ford, who has homered twice tonight, is on deck. Hey, Here comes the 2-2. Swung on and fouled away. Fastball up at 93 on the gun, and DeLoach fouled it off. DeLoach windmills the bat in the batter's box. Sanchez is set. Runners at second and third. The pitch outside. Ball three. Full count now. Now, I, for one, wouldn't mind a walk here just to see Ford bat with the bases loaded again for entertainment value, you know? The 3-2 is a called strike three. Nice breaking ball from Sanchez, and he gets DeLoach for the final out in the top of the fifth inning. No runs for the Red Ears. They had a hit, and they leave two men stranded on base. Ford will lead off the next inning. We head to the sixth. It is Tecoma 8, El Paso nothing.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We go to the sixth inning. It's Tecoma 8 to El Paso nothing. Jose Rodriguez has delivered five scoreless innings of three-hit ball, and he's going to try to go a little deeper. Top of the order coming up for El Paso, so third trip through the lineup, and Adam Engel with the batter. And he takes high, ball one. Now the 1-0 is a fastball in there for a strike. 1-1 the count. Now the pitch is poured in there for a strike. Now a swing and a bouncer foul in the home plate area. Now the 1-2, swinging a foul off the foot of Engel, and that's going to sting. Engel will walk it off. We're going to take a look at what happened to the Mariners farm system last night. Now the 1-2 outside for a ball, 2-2. The Mariners AA Arkansas game last night got suspended in the fourth inning by rain at Frisco. They were trailing 9-0. It was a prospect-on-prospect crime, as here's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Engel goes down swinging, and Rodriguez has his sixth strikeout of the game. And now Matthew Batten will be the batter. Mariners 2020 first-round pick Emerson Hancock started and gave up a grand slam to Ronald Acuna's brother, Luis Angel Acuna, who's in Double A for the Rangers. And he's supposed to be a pretty good prospect. So here's a pitch up high to Batten. That's ball one. Now the 1-0. Over for a strike, 1-1. Both of the M's Class A teams won last night, Everett and Modesto. 1-1 pitch, bouncer foul, 1-2. The Aqua Sox beat Vancouver 4-3. Harry Ford had two hits and scored two runs. Alberto Rodriguez had two hits, drove in a run. And Tyler Locklear had a couple of hits and drove in a run. And the Everett bullpen tossed four scoreless innings, including two scoreless from Sam Carlson, who struck out four in his two innings. He was a starter in Modesto. You may know his story. He was a Mariners supplemental first-round pick in 2017 out of high school and was injured for years and came back and was starting for Modesto last year. Here's a swing and a miss, strike three. Batten goes down, and that's strikeout number seven for Rodriguez. And Tim Lopes will be next. Carlson's now pitching out of the bullpen for Everett. That's a good outing he had yesterday. Pitch to Tim Lopes is taken at the knees for a strike. Speaking of good pitching, at Low A Modesto, the Mariners had a lefty, Brandon Schaefer, tossed seven scoreless innings last night at Lake Elsinore. Here's a swing and a tapper to third, scooped by Moran, but he has no throw to first base. It's an infield single for Lopes, who is 3-for-3 today in a game in which his team has just four hits. He has three of their four hits. This one a little number up the line. Moran was playing back. He had to charge it and field it and elected not to risk a throw. So runner at first, two outs for Brandon Dixon. Schaefer, seven scoreless for Modesto yesterday. He was the Mariners' 18th round pick last year out of the University of North Carolina. Rodriguez with a breaking ball for a strike to Dixon. Now here's one up high for a ball to Dixon. Now pitches low for a ball. Next pitch is another balk. No pitch. And Lopes is awarded second base. And the 2-1 is over for a strike, and the count's even 2-2. Now this one is inside, ball three. So full count to Dixon with Lopes at second. And the pitch is swung on and driven towards left center field. Back is Marlowe and Trammell. Trammell at the fence, can't get it. It's off the wall. The ball bounces back towards center. Scoring is Lopes. Dixon's on his way to third. He's in there with a triple. And El Paso is on the board. It's now 8-1. Trammell went hard after that ball in left center and collided with the fence. He's on his feet and walking around again. But he put in serious effort on this one. A triple for Dixon. And El Paso is on the board. First triple of the season for Brandon Dixon. Now Alfonso Rivas is the hitter. And the pitch is a breaking ball for a strike. There's action in the Rainiers bullpen for the first time today. And the 1-0 in there for a strike. Nolan Blackwood is warming up for the Rainiers. And the pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. 1-2. Pitch is low for a ball. Here's 2-2 outside, ball three. So three balls, two strikes, runner at third, two outs. The pitch swung on, grounded right to the second baseman. Hernandez has it, and he throws to first, and they get Rivas for the final out at the top of the sixth inning. Rodriguez is likely done. It's his best start of the year. He goes six innings today and gives up just this one run. One run at the top of the sixth on two hits, no errors, and one left. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 8, El Paso 1.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Join us this Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then be there for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Right here's lead 8-1. New pitcher for El Paso, Aaron Brooks, working on Mike Ford. And the first pitch is in there for a strike. Ford with two homers and six runs batted in today. And he swings and hits a number toward second. That's fielded by Lopes, who throws out Ford, one away in the bottom of the sixth. So Brooks gets him to bounce out. And now Shiner will hit. Ford's six runs batted in today from the two-run homer in the first and the grand slam in the second. The six runs batted in is a career high for Ford for one game, which is kind of remarkable. As here's a pitch in for a strike, because Ford, when he was in A-ball, had a four home run game. Pitches in for a strike to Shiner. He had four home runs in a game while playing for Charleston, then of the South Atlantic League in 2014, as there's a swing and a miss, strike three. Shiner goes down swinging. And that day, Ford hit four homers but finished with just five runs batted in. He hit three solos and a two-run. But he can always claim that he out-homered his teammate Aaron Judge that day. Ford got him 4-1 in that contest. Here's Moran. He's got a couple of singles tonight, 2-for-3. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. One pitch. Inside, two balls, one strike. Now here's one inside. And one to Moran. Three-one pitch is swung on and fouled off. Full count, 3-2. And the payoff, check swing, he went. That's strike three. Moran goes down swinging, and that wraps up the bottom of the sixth inning. Right here's go in order, three up, three down here at the bottom of the sixth inning. And we head to the seventh. It's Tacoma 8, El Paso 1.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Sampling!
Rainiers lead 8-1, and we head to the seventh inning of play here at Cheney Stadium on this Friday night. New pitcher for the Red Ears, the first time going to the pen today. It's the right-hander Nolan Blackwood. And he'll face Pedro Severino to start things off. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Great start for Jose Rodriguez, his best start of the year. Six innings pitched, allowed five hits, one run. No walks, seven strikeouts. Here's a high fly to left center, and it's going to be Trammell, the center fielder, to make the catch, and one man is out at the top of the seventh. Blackwood gets Severino. Jose Rodriguez threw 92 pitches today, so he ran the pitch count up there. That's good to see. And his seven strikeouts is tied for the most by a Tacoma pitcher in a game this year. Here's a pitch in for a strike to Tucker. He tied Brennan Bernardino, who had seven strikeouts in a game earlier this season. Bernardino, by the way, now in the Red Sox system. He got claimed off waivers a couple days ago. Here's a bouncer foul by Tucker. Here comes the 0-2. And it's outside for a ball, 1-2. One, two coming. And it's hit down the left field line, foul. Still 1-2. For Nolan Blackwood, this is his fifth appearance for the Red Ears. No record of 1.69 ERA. He's a sidearmer. In five and a third innings, he's allowed three hits, three walks, three strikeouts. And the pitch is popped up behind third. Back is Moran, and on the move in shallow left, he makes the catch, and that is out number two. So Tucker retired, two down at the top of the seventh inning, and now Jansen Witte will be the hitter. Witte's 0-2 with a strikeout and a ground out. And the pitch is a fastball in there for a strike, 0-1. Now a swing and a soft liner up the middle and into center field. That's a base hit. A two-out single for Jansen Witte, hit number six for the Chihuahuas tonight. And now Luis Liberato will be the hitter. Mariners leading the Cardinals 5-2 in the eighth inning. Pitch is inside for a ball. Now a swing and a grounder up the middle, but McCoy is shaded that direction. He fields it, and he throws out Liberato at first base. And that does it for El Paso at the top of the seventh inning. No runs on a hit, and one runner left. We're at the stretch. It's Tacoma 8, El Paso 1.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
one of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
On we go to the bottom of the seventh. Rainiers leading El Paso 8-1. Jacob Nottingham starts things off, and he swings and misses at the first pitch. Strike one. Nottingham's 0-3 in this one. Rainiers were ahead 7-0 in the second inning. As the next pitch is in for a strike to Nottingham from Aaron Brooks, 0-2. Now Nottingham swings and hits one in the air towards right center. This is playable for Liberato, and he makes the catch. So Nottingham is out number one in the bottom of the seventh inning. Now Mason McCoy will be the hitter. We've got some stunning news from Major League Baseball. The Oakland A's won a baseball game. They beat the Texas Rangers 5-4 today on our Major League scoreboard. And dare I say it, they did it in kind of a fun fashion, as here's one outside to McCoy. They were tied 4-4 going to the ninth. In the top of the ninth inning, as here's a swing and a miss by McCoy. They sent up a pinch hitter against the lefty Will Smith. They sent up Jordan Diaz, who had just been called up from Vegas a couple of days ago. Here's one low and away to McCoy. We saw Diaz against the Rainiers last year. So he goes up as the pinch hitter and hits his first major league homer. The go-ahead shot, pinch hit style in the ninth, and the A's beat the Rangers 5-4. 2-2 now the count on McCoy. Fouled one off. The A's really needed a win. What was their losing streak? Was it 9? I think it was 9. Here's one inside now to McCoy. Full count, 3-2. Three-two pitch fouled away. Still 3-2. It'll be interesting going to Vegas this week with all the news about the A's moving there and the possibility that they may. I mean, it's the idea's been thrown out there that they might temporarily play at the AAA park. So here's a fly to left field, and that is going to be caught by Engel, and McCoy is retired. We'll be down there this coming week, and I'll try to get some info about what the future plans are, which way the wind's blowing as it pertains to the future of the Las Vegas Aviators. Here's a pitch in for a strike to Hernandez, 0-1 the count. A breaking ball outside, 1-1. Fastball inside, 2-1 to Hernandez. He's walked in every plate appearance so far. Aaron Brooks has faced 5 batters and hasn't walked anyone. 2-1 pitch. swings and fouls one away, 2-2. One thing that is kind of amazing about Hernandez drawing all these walks is he is swinging at pitches during his at-bats, and he's been hitting a lot of foul balls. Yeah, the 2-2. Swung on and grounded, base hit into left field. And that is a non-walk. Cesar Hernandez has not walked. He has singled with two outs in the bottom of the seventh, and that's hit number 10 for Tacoma. And now Taylor Trammell will be the hitter. Trammell has two singles and a walk. He's 2-for-3. And he swings and misses at an off-speed pitch. There's strike one. Oh, one pitch. Swing and a bouncer to third. Backhand pickup by Witte. Throw to first in time for the out. Trammell is retired and the inning is over. No runs for the Red Ears. They had a hit and they leave a runner stranded. We go to the eighth inning. Red Ears are cruising along. They lead it 8-1.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
We go to the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 8, El Paso 1. Top of the order up for the Chihuahuas. Adam Engel starts things off. Beginning his second inning of work is Nolan Blackwood, and the first pitch is in there for a strike. Next pitch over for a strike, 0-2. Now, called strike three. Down goes Engel, and Blackwood strikes out the first batter he faces in the eighth. One down. And now Matthew Batten will be the batter. Engel looked really fooled by that pitch from Blackwood right there. Yeah, the first pitch is outside to Batten, ball one. Next pitch, swing and a foul. 1-1. Swing and a miss at a slider. Count goes to 1-2 on Batten. Here's the 1-2, and it's swung on and hit in the air to left field. Lining it up is Marlowe, and he makes the catch, and there's out number two. Batten flies to left field. Tim Lopes will now be the batter. Lopes is 3-for-3 tonight for El Paso and is now 9-for-16 in this series. Blackwood's pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike one. Next pitch is outside. Darren McCacken takes the start, or takes the mound for the Red Ears tomorrow. So here's a flare into shallow right center. Long run for Trammell, but it drops in. A base hit for Lopes. He's 4-for-4. The rest of his teammates have 3 hits. He has 4 himself. Little end of the bat. Flare out into right center, and it drops in. Here's Brandon Dixon, who had the RBI triple with 2 outs in the 6th. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. So tomorrow's game's at 6:05. It's McCacken for the Rainiers and Matt Waldron for El Paso. Knuckleballer alert, by the way. So the 1-0 pitch is in there for a strike. Waldron, I'm told, throws about 50% knuckleballs. Now the 1-1 is down low for a ball, and it trickles away from Nottingham, and taking second base is Lopes. So the runner moves up. Now the 2-1 pitch is in there for a strike. And there's one outside. Full count, 3-2 to Dixon. Blackwood ready, and the payoff is swung on and fouled back. Still 3-2. Now a swing and a little bouncer up the third baseline. Charged by Moran. Throw to first. It's not in time. An infield single for Dixon. A little bouncer up the third baseline, and Moran's playing deep with the cleanup hitter up, and he had to run in a long way to field it, and he tried to throw out Dixon at first, but Dixon legged it out for an infield hit. So runners at first and third with 2 outs for Alfonso Rivas. Parent club of the Chihuahuas, the San Diego Padres, they got shut out tonight by Arizona. Game just went final. Series 1 down and into Rivas. Diamondbacks won 9-0 behind the pitching of Zach Gallen. Padres had just 2 hits, but Tatis had one, his first hit of the year. Here's a grounder to short. That should do it. McCoy takes it to the second base bag himself and forces out Dixon, ending the top of the 8th inning. No runs on 2 hits. There were no errors and 2 runners left. We go to the bottom of the 8th inning. It's Tacoma 8, El Paso 1.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer?
When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's Tacoma 8, El Paso 1. And Cade Marlowe leading things off for the Red Ears against Aaron Brooks, and he takes his strike. It's 0-1. El Paso's made a defensive change as the 0-1 to Marlowe is outside for a ball. The rehabbing outfielder, Adam Engel, who was playing left, he's done for the day, and they have sent Taylor Colway out there to left field, and he bats in the number one spot in the order. Next pitch misses. 2-1 to Marlowe, who's 3-for-4 today with two doubles, a single, two runs batted in, and a run scored. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count's even 2-2. Marlowe calls time for a moment. Now the 2-2 pitch is fouled out of play. Still 2-2. And now the next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and they have to throw down to first base for the putout, and they do, and Marlowe is the first out at the bottom of the eighth inning. So that's strikeout number three for Brooks. And now Zach DeLoach will be the hitter. And the pitch is up and away for a ball, 1-0. Pitch, swing, and a miss. 1-1. Now a swing and a liner into right field, and that's going to be a base hit, and DeLoach is into the hit column. He was having kind of a rough one today, which isn't something we've stated about him this year. He's been very consistently productive in his first AAA season, but today he had gone 0-for-3 with three strikeouts before that base hit right there, but he finds himself with a knock now. Here's Ford. And Ford takes ball one. Next pitch coming. Low. Oh, called a strike. 1-1. Ford's the man of the night for the Red Ears. Two-run homer in the first. Grand salami in the second. 1-1 pitch. Low for a ball. Thank you. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. And it's over for a strike, and the count's even now, 2-2. Ford DHing today for the Rainiers. And this pitch is down and in, ball three. Ford took the designated hitter assignment seriously tonight. Three balls, two strikes, runner at first, one out. And the payoff. Swung on and drilled to right. Is that another one? Yes, it is. A line drive home run to right field for Mike Ford. His third home run of the game. And it is now 10-1 Tacoma, and Ford has driven in eight. A three home run game for the Red Ears slugger, who now has hit six home runs on the season. He has doubled his total tonight. The eight runs batted in is a career high. The three home runs, first player to do that since Zach Greene on the 4th of July for the Red Ears last year. As Shiner takes one outside for a ball, 1-0. Just a standard three homer, eight RBI game for Ford, who is now up to 26 runs batted in on the season. Pitches a ball now, 1-1 to Shiner. Ford's all smiles in the dugout, as he should be. Next pitch down in the dirt for a ball. 2-1 the count. Now Aaron Brooks with his 2-1 pitch, and it swung out and bounced up the middle. That's fielded by Lopes. Off-balance throw to first in time for the out, and two men are gone in the bottom of the eighth inning. Shiner bounces out to Tim Lopes. And now Colin Moran is the batter. Moran with two singles, a pop-up, and a strikeout. I've noticed Moran's done this a couple of at-bats in a row now. He's using his timeout before the first pitch as he takes a fastball for a strike to give him extra time to get settled in before the at-bat begins. Maybe that's when he feels like he needs a little bit of extra time. Now he swings and misses at the next pitch. Count goes to 0-2. Stop that pitch clock. Be in the right frame of mind. 0-2 pitch coming. Down in the dirt for a ball. 1-2. Yeah. 10-1 Rainiers in the eighth. And the pitch is inside. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and bounced on a hop back to the mound. It's fielded by Brooks. He jogs halfway to first and underhands to Rivas for the putout, and the inning is over. But the Red Ears get two more runs as Mike Ford hits his third homer of the night. There were two hits, no errors, no one left. We go to the ninth. Tacoma 10, El Paso 1.
A closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. ProVac's CCTV inspection team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, ProVac has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Join us this Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then be there for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
We go to the ninth inning. Right here is leading 10-1. And three outs away from a victory tonight. They bring in a new pitcher. Rob Kaminsky is in from the pen. And Kaminsky is in relief of Nolan Blackwood, who went two scoreless innings, allowing three hits, no walks, one strikeout. So Kaminsky in to make his third appearance since joining the Rainiers. He's allowed one run in three innings. First man up is Pedro Severino, and Kaminsky misses up and away for a ball, 1-0. Jose Rodriguez started for the Rainiers, went six innings, allowed one run, and then Blackwood two innings. 1-0 pitch is hit high in the sky to left. Marlowe lining it up, and the left fielder makes the catch, and one man is out of the ninth. Severino flies out. And now Preston Tucker will be the batter. Tucker, a left-hand hitter. And he takes a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch coming. And this one's in the dirt for a ball. 1-1. Mariners game has ended. They beat St. Louis 5-2. And a little three-game losing streak. George Kirby getting the win. Here's a grounder, hard hit down the first baseline past the diving Shiner, and that's going to be extra bases for Tucker. He will stop. I think he's going to, well, the right fielder for the right ears, Deloach, is having a world of trouble finding the baseball, and Tucker is going to end up at third base. He will be credited with a double and an error charge to Deloach, who couldn't pick up the ball for some reason down in the right field corner. Let's get another look at this on MILB TV. Deloach chasing it down and picked it up, dropped it. Yeah, he'll get charged with the error for the extra base. Runner at third, one out. And now Jansen Witte is the hitter. And Kaminsky's pitch is swung out and fouled away. Owen won the count to Witte. Next pitch is hit towards right center, and that's into the gap, and that'll be extra bases, and Tucker scores. Witte will stop at second base with a double and an RBI, and it's 10-2. So doubles by Tucker and Witte, and El Paso gets a run back here at the top of the ninth with one out. And now Luis Liberato will be the hitter. Liberato, left-hand hitter. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Next pitch. Check swing on a pitch down low. He held up in time. Now the 1-1, swing and a miss. There's strike two. The 1-2 coming, and it's a fastball that just misses. 2-2. In the M's game today, George Kirby went six innings, allowed two runs, got the win. Trevor Gott, Justin Topa, and Paul Sewald each with a scoreless inning. Sewald nailing down his fifth save. The next pitch is outside for a ball. Teoscar Hernandez doubled and homered. A.J. Pollock had a two-run double. And Jared Kelnick drove in two runs. Next pitch called, strike three with a breaking ball, and Liberato goes down looking. And that's the second out in the top of the ninth inning. And the Red Ears are an out away from victory. Taylor Colway will bat for his first time today. Hitting 222 on the year and 63 at bats. Left versus left situation. Kaminsky's pitch is a fastball low, ball one. Next pitch called a strike. 1-1. Right here's trying to nail down win number 10 on the year and get back to two games over 500. 1-1 pitch, line towards short, caught by a lunging McCoy, and that is the final out of the inning. The Red Ears win it 10-2, the final score, and Tacoma has taken three of the first four games of this series from El Paso, and the Red Ears will try to win the series with a game to spare tomorrow night at 6:05. Which will be game five of this six-game series. Huge, huge ball game for Mike Ford. Massive game at the plate. Can't call it a career day because he did once have a four-homer game early in his pro career in the low minors. How about maybe the second best game of his career individually today with three homers and eight runs batted in. We'll recap it and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard and the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Farelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Red Ears win. They beat El Paso 10-2, the final score today. Massive game for Mike Ford. And the Red Ears cruise to the win today. And a couple of noteworthy items on this game, Ford being the main one. I guess we'll start there since he started the offense. In the first inning, the Red Ears started Jose Rodriguez. He was great today. Tossed a scoreless top of the first. Bottom of the first inning against the longtime big leaguer and two-time All-Star Julio Teheran. Taylor Trammell hit his very first pitch into right field for a single. The fireworks underway here at Cheney Stadium. We got to turn those down. So Trammell led off with a base hit in the first, and then after a couple of strikeouts, back-to-back strikeouts for Teheran, Mike Ford stepped up to the plate, and he launched a towering fly ball down the right field line for a two-run home run, a high fly that sailed out of here. His fourth homer of the year, the Red Ears were up 2-0, and Ford was just warming up, as it turned out. In the bottom of the second inning, with one out, Cesar Hernandez drew the first of his three walks today. Then Taylor Trammell singled to right, putting runners at the quarters. Cade Marlowe then doubled to right field, and it brought in Hernandez to make it 3-0 right here. Left runners at second and third. Zach DeLoach was next. He was hit by a pitch to load the bases for Ford. The Rainiers had not hit a grand slam yet this year. Now they have. Ford, another towering fly ball home run to right field. This one not down the line, but more like to straightaway right field. First grand slam of the year for the Red Ears. Ford's second home run of the game. At that point, he had a career-high 6 runs batted in, but he was not done yet. In the third inning, the Red Ears got a two-out walk from Cesar Hernandez, and then Taylor Trammell walked, and Cade Marlowe singled, bringing in Hernandez. DeLoach was then up, and if he would have walked, it would have loaded the bases for Ford, but instead he struck out for the final out of the inning. That was it for Teheran. The Rainiers really got to him. He allowed 8 runs in 3 innings today. The Rainiers were in cruise control from that point forward. Jose Rodriguez kept him off the scoreboard for 5 2/3, but with 2 outs in the 6th inning, his final inning, Tim Lopes reached on an infield hit, and Brandon Dixon tripled off the fence in left center field, bringing in Lopes and making it 8-1. Rodriguez went 6 innings, allowed 1 run on 5 hits, no walks, 7 strikeouts. Moving on, Nolan Blackwood came in, pitched 2 scoreless innings, didn't walk anybody. We went to the bottom of the 8th. It was still 8-1 Rainiers. Mike Ford due up 3rd in the inning with 1 out. Zach DeLoach singled to right field. And Ford was up again facing the veteran right-hander Aaron Brooks. And Ford connected again, roping a line shot of a 2-run homer to right field for his 3rd homer of the game, doubling his season total to 6. 8 runs batted in tonight alone for Ford. And the Rainiers were ahead 10-1. El Paso did get a run in the 9th against Rob Kaminsky when the former Rainier Jansen Witte doubled in Preston Tucker. But Kaminsky closed it out without walking anybody, and the Red Ears won it 10-2. For the first time this season, the Red Ears pitching staff did not walk anybody. Jose Rodriguez, 6 without a walk. Nolan Blackwood, 2 innings without a walk. And then Rob Kaminsky, 1 inning without a walk. No walks issued. It was very nice to see. Rainiers win at 10-2, the final. Here are the final totals for Tacoma. 10 runs, 12 hits, 1 error, left 8 on base. El Paso scores 2 runs on 10 hits, no errors, leaves 8 on base. Winning pitcher is Jose Rodriguez. He's 1-0. Lost to Teheran. He's 2-2. Time of the ball game, 2 hours and 32 minutes, and the attendance, 5,034. With the win, the Red Ears are 10-8 on the year, and El Paso falls to 7-12. These teams meet again tomorrow evening at 6:05. Darren McHacken starts for Tacoma. Matt Waldron, a knuckleballer for El Paso, will start the pregame show at 5:55. Red Ears win it 10-2. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard after this.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Join us this Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then be there for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
Right here's beat El Paso 10-2. The fireworks show continuing here at Cheney Stadium. Let's get to our Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners win. They beat St. Louis 5-2. Nice start for George Kirby. Allowed two runs in six innings. No walks, five strikeouts. Permitted only three hits. Picked up his second win of the year. The M's bullpen was lights out. Three no-hit innings of scoreless relief from the pen. And the Mariners had some offense today, too. Teoscar Hernandez with two hits, including a homer. Also doubled and walked and scored three runs. A.J. Pollock had the go-ahead two-run double in the sixth inning. And Jared Kelnick had a hit and drove in a couple of runs. M's beat the Cardinals 5-2 and end their little three-game losing streak. Now they'll try to start a winning streak tomorrow. Busy day in the big leagues. Let's get to it. Starting things off with, other interleague games. Astros beat the Braves 6-4 in a matchup between the last two World Series champions. In Atlanta, it was 4-4 going to the ninth. Yordan Alvarez hit a tie-breaking two-run homer with two outs at the top of the ninth inning. And the Astros get the win. Yordan is clutch. The Washington Nationals picked up a 3-2 road win at Minnesota over the Twins with Keibert Ruiz getting the go-ahead RBI single in the eighth inning for the Nationals, their young catcher coming through. Red Sox defeat the Brewers 5-3 in Milwaukee. Alex Verdugo doubled and homered to lead Boston to the win. The Brewers' four-game win streak is over. Marlins and Guardians got postponed in Cleveland. They're going to try to play two tomorrow. In American League action, Tampa Bay had a big comeback and beat the White Sox 8-7. Three runs in the bottom of the ninth. They were trailing 7-5. Brandon Lowe with a walk-off two-run home run for the Rays. The Orioles won their fourth in a row. This was a walk-off. They beat Detroit 2-1. Former Mariner from last year, Adam Frazier, had the game-winning RBI in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Blue Jays defeat the Yankees in New York 6-1. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. with a homer. He has hit 11 homers in his fairly brief career at Yankee Stadium. He loves hitting there. Went deep today. Brandon Belt drove in four for Toronto. And they had a nice start from Yusei Kikuchi, who allowed one run in six innings, and he's 3-0 to start the season. The Oakland A's won, which I thought was some sort of typo on the internet or something, but no, it's true. They won. They beat the Rangers 5-4. Got a pinch hit home run at the top of the ninth inning from Jordan Diaz to take the lead. It was Diaz's first big league home run, and it was a pinch hit game winner. And Shohei Ohtani was pitching, and the Angels beat the Royals 2-0. Ohtani with seven scoreless innings of two hit ball, struck out 11. Chad Wallach just called up from Salt Lake, hit a two run homer for the only runs of that game. Cubs blast the Dodgers in a day game at Wrigley, 13-0. Maybe you saw what happened here. Drew Smyly was working on a perfect game in the eighth inning, and it got broken up on an infield single that was a little dribbler to the left of the mound, and Smyly went over to pick it up, and the catcher came running out, Yan Gomes. he tried to hurdle, I guess. It looked like he tried to hurdle Smiley and banged into him, and Smiley couldn't make a play on it, and it went for an infield hit, and that's how the perfect game was broken up. Nico Horner had four hits, a homer, and four runs batted in for the Cubs. Pirates won their fifth in a row, beating the Reds 4-2. Connor Joe had three hits, strong start from Mitch Keller, who got the win. Phillies knock off the Rockies in Philadelphia 4-3. Edmundo Sosa with the go-ahead RBI single in the bottom of the eighth. Arizona shuts out San Diego 9-0 behind Zach Gallen, seven innings. Their rookie catcher Gabriel Moreno had three hits and three runs batted in. And the Mets shut out the Giants in San Francisco 7-0. Joey Lucchesi with seven scoreless innings, and Pete Alonso homered and drove in four for the Mets. That's it. That's our Major League Baseball scoreboard here in Tacoma. The Red Ears win big on Mike Ford's huge game today. They beat El Paso 10-2 as Ford went deep three times. We'll be back with more right after this.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Right here's win big in a game that Ford is going to remember. Mike Ford, three home runs and eight runs batted in as Tacoma beats El Paso 10-2. Ford hit a two-run homer in the first inning, a grand slam in the second inning, and a two-run homer in the eighth inning. Three for five, three runs scored, eight runs batted in, three home runs. He's up to six homers and 24 runs batted in 16 games played this season. Mike Ford, just a monster performance today. And the Red Ears ride that to victory. Once again, 10-2, the final score. Other scores in the PCL tonight. Sacramento beat Round Rock 7-4. Oh, hang on. They're not done yet. They're in the ninth inning. Sacramento leading 7-4. Vegas beats Sugar Land 5-3. Oklahoma City gets dropped by Albuquerque 4-3. And Reno at Salt Lake was rained out. They're going to try to play a doubleheader tomorrow in Salt Lake City. As for the Red Ears tomorrow, I think Mike Ford will be in the lineup. We'll see if he can hit a knuckleball. Tomorrow night's game's at 6:05. El Paso is starting Matt Waldron, who throws about 50% knuckleballs. The Red Ears are going with Darren McCacken, who will not be throwing knuckleballs. And that's at 6:05 tomorrow. Pre-game show begins at 5:55. What a night for Mike Ford. Good crowd on hand to see it. Friday night fireworks in Tacoma. Just a great night at the ballpark. And we'll try to do it again tomorrow night. That'll do it for this broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6:05. Once again, our final score, Tacoma 10, El Paso 2. Have a great night.